Are you choosing the right words to speak, or are you allowing your circumstances to determine your response? Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Pastor George Pearsons uses Bible illustrations to open our eyes to God's supernatural provision.
It's tremendous Tuesday on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. Welcome to day 7 of 10 Days of Prosperity on the BVOV. Oh, what a time we are having. Thank you, Kenneth and Gloria, my mother and father-in-law, my teachers of the Word of God for, lo, these over 30 years. Thank you for allowing me to do this. I'm having the time of my life in here. We are having a good time studying the Word and learning about prosperity and getting ourselves into a place where our minds are being renewed, where we are totally saturating ourselves in this Word. And let me remind you again, all of the notes that are being taught during these 2 weeks, these 10 days of broadcast, are available to you on kcm.org. Just go to the sweet spot, click onto it, and you can get all the notes. Pastors, you can preach these messages just like I did in September of 2010 when the Lord told me to call that Prosperity Month. And by golly, by gee, we just got in there and we preached it all month long. And we saw in that month supernatural provision come into Eagle Mountain International Church. Supernatural provision coming into our households and into our lives. And today, you and I are going to talk about supernatural provision. Look in your Bibles to Matthew 17. Matthew 17, and I'm going to read to you from verse 24 through 27. Supernatural provision. We need to get our minds and our hearts geared towards seeing God providing in a supernatural way. Super, of course, is the word that means above and beyond. Natural is of this earth or the lower. So when we're talking about supernatural provision, we're talking about a provision that does not come from this natural realm. It comes from a higher place in a higher way. And oh my, there are unlimited streams of provision that God has to bring into your household. We thank God for a paycheck, but by golly, by gee, I've said that twice, that we are not limited to a paycheck. That is not your income. No, no. You sow your seed. You reap your harvest. That's the income. That's the harvest coming into your household. And God has ways to supernaturally provide for you that are really beyond what our natural mind has comprehended. But you know what? We are comprehending it. We are getting to know it, and we are understanding it. And you better get your pen and paper revved up, because we've got some scriptures that we want to share with you today about building the image on the inside of receiving this supernatural provision from heaven. Listen to this scripture here. It says in verse 24 of Matthew 17, when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and says, does not your master pay taxes? He said, yes. And when he came into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what do you think, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or taxes? Of their own children or strangers? And Peter said of him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast in a hook, and take up a fish that first comes up, and when you have opened his mouth, then you shall find a piece of money. Take that and give that unto them for me and for thee. The reason I'm smiling about this is because, and you're getting to know Pastor George a little bit, but I've done some most unusual things in services before. One time in one of the services I had, I went over to A.W. Copeland's house, Brother Copeland's dad, and I asked him if I could borrow his mounted bass that he had caught some years before. And the bass was on the wall, and he was just there with his mouth open like that. And I took that thing down, and I unscrewed it from the back, and I took it into church. And when I took it into church that morning, I put a $100 bill in his mouth. And so I'm preaching on this in church, and I pull out this bass, and I start taking it through the congregation, and I stopped at this one particular woman. I remember her. She still goes to church. And I stopped there, and I said, go ahead, reach in his mouth. And she's going, ooh, ooh, ooh. I said, go ahead, reach in his mouth. And she finally reached in his mouth, and she pulled out the $100 bill. Well, everybody in the congregation wanted to reach into the fish's mouth. Well, what is that? What is that a demonstration of? It's a demonstration of supernatural provision. It's supernatural provision. It is income that comes from a higher place in a higher way, and we are not limited by what comes into our household. Now, let me just slip in a revelation that the Lord gave me about this. It said, when you've opened his mouth, you'll find a piece of money. And I'll just kind of slip this in here. You got money in your mouth. You've got money in your mouth. Just open it and begin to confess the word of God and begin to declare, my bills are paid in full. My needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I sow my seed, reap my harvest, and my debts are canceled in Jesus' name. There's money in your mouth. And I just thought that was so cool. When you've opened his mouth, open your mouth. Open your mouth and you'll find a piece of money in there. You know, when I think about supernatural provision, there are different examples of that. But for instance, I wanted to read this to you. This was given to me by a member of our church who's a preacher named Tommy Williams, great friend of ours for many years. And Tommy was sharing several years ago how he spoke to the birds to bring him money. Based on 1 Kings 17, Tommy started finding money around the house after he went out and hollered at the birds. Well, during this service that Tommy had, there was a 15-year-old boy that believed it. Now, some people, and I have to even tell my congregation when I read this to them during that month of September, I said, now you have to sit there and believe it and say that. And one of the things we do in our church is when we're going on the anointing, everybody will start to shout, that happens to me all the time. That happens to me all the time. When we're talking about money in a fish's mouth, that happens to me all the time. The next time you go fishing, you ought to reach in there by faith, and reach into that fish's mouth and see what comes out. Well, this 15-year-old boy, he was in the service, and Tommy wrote me and said, this 15-year-old boy was so impressed with this story that he decided to try it. He asked the Lord for $10 for missions. He went out. He spoke to the birds and commanded them to put it in the tree in the backyard. Now this, I guess I have to say this, this is a true story. I'm not making this up. And Tommy is an honest man. He wouldn't make it up either. Day one, 65 cents in the tree. Day two, $2.35 in the tree. Day three, $7 in the tree. The total was $10. In the first 3 days. Now, some of y'all are going, yeah, right, yeah, yeah, right. Well, you're just the ones that supernatural provision is not going to work for. So straighten that up. Okay, Pastor George, I believe that. Over the next 2 months, he found $440 in the tree. That happens to me all the time. That happens to me all the time. It may sound strange, and to the world, it does. It does sound strange. Have you got a dog? Tell him to bring you money. I mean, God used animals in the Bible. I remember one time we're up in Arkansas. You've seen the prayer cabin up there where Kenneth and Gloria preach from. Well, they make that prayer cabin available to our family. So Terry and I love to go up there. We've been going for years. And we go up there and just have had great times with our own family. Well, we took Jeremy and Aubrey up there. They were little kids at the time. Jeremy, though, Jeremy was about 14 or so. So we went out to the lake, we rented some jet skis, and we're jet skiing around the lake. And so we're coming back in at the end of the day, and I brought the jet skis in, and I looked out, and there was Jeremy standing there in knee-deep water. And Jeremy, I mean, I can see it right now. Jeremy looked down, and he reached down into the water. And when he reached down into the water, he pulled up something. It was a $20 bill. You know what that is? Yeah. Supernatural provision. Because what happened, we had two cars with us. He had a friend with him. Aubrey had a friend with her. And Jeremy and his friend, both of them had to go back to Fort Worth early. And so they had one of the cars. Well, when they went back, they stopped to get gas, and Jeremy's charge card wouldn't work. And he didn't have any cash with him except the $20 bill that came up out of the water. You know what that was? Supernatural provision. We've seen it over and over again. When we were constructing the administrative building out here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, this was back in the 80s, we had to stop work for a while, and there was somebody that showed up out here with a huge load of sheetrock and asked our grounds manager, "What do you want me to do with this?" We didn't order it. We didn't order it. You know where it came from? Every good gift comes from the Father of lights. It says in James 1:17, every good gift and perfect gift. Now, the Amplified Translation says every free, large, and full gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, with whom no variableness and neither shadow of turning. This is what you've got to do where supernatural provision is concerned. You must enlarge your capacity to believe for supernatural provision and get yourself over to the place and say, I believe it. I believe it. Some are so stayed in their ways and only can think from the natural realm. I'm working on that myself. I see God supernaturally supplying the needs in our church and in our ministry and in our families. I feed on the word of supernatural provision. I feed on it. I focus on it. I get immersed into it. I get to thinking about it. I renew my mind to it, and then I exercise my faith. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of lists, but again, you can go to the website and get these scriptures, but these are just some of the scriptures that I meditate on to enlarge my capacity to believe God for supernatural provision, that James 1:17 that I just quoted. Here's another one, Ephesians 2:20 and 21 from the Amplified. Now unto Him, by action of His power that is at work within us, is able to carry out His purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To Him be glory in the church. You know, as I was just reading that scripture, this just rose up in me. I remember Leroy Thompson that came and preached for us during our 30 days of glory some years ago. We had church for 30 days, 30 straight days in a row, 2 years in a row. And Leroy Thompson came, and one of the things that he preached to us about, mainly about prosperity and finances, but he talked about, I just remember him saying that, "I'm a money magnet. I'm a money magnet." And I just remember him saying that. I sat up on the platform all during those meetings. He's right 5 feet from me saying, "I'm a money magnet." And I found myself saying, "I'm a money magnet." I'm driving down the road. "I'm a money magnet." And money supernaturally is attracted to me. And you know, that's where that phrase that the Lord gave him, that prophetic word, "money cometh." Because he was standing in the line where this guy in front of him was buying some beer. And you know, he was talking to him, and he said, "Boy, money goes, doesn't it?" "Yeah, money goes." And the Lord corrected him. Money comes. And it comes supernaturally. It comes supernaturally. Ooh, this is good. Philippians 4:19 in the Amplified. "My God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus," or in Christ Jesus. And I did a word study one time on the word supply, and in the Greek, the word supply in the Greek means fill up, make full, furnish liberally, fill to the top so that nothing shall be wanting, fill to the brim so that nothing shall be lacking. That sounds like a song. Fill to the top so nothing be wanting. Okay, so, sorry, Jeremy, Aubrey. Fill to the top so nothing shall be wanting. Fill to the brim so that nothing shall be lacking. So I meditate on that. What am I doing? I'm enlarging my capacity to believe God for this supernatural provision. I like this one. Psalm 68:19. "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." You know, during the month of September that I preached this at EMIC, we had large gifts, large checks that were coming into the church. Big checks, big checks. And you know, I had to repent because the first one that came in at the first of the month, it was a big one. I'm from the Northeast, but they've trained me how to talk Texan. It was a big one. But I had to repent because a few days after that, another big one came in. And then a few days after that, another big one came in. And a few days after that, another big one came in. And I felt like Peter when the catch of fish came and he was standing in the middle of the fish and they were all flopping around saying, "Oh God, forgive me." I was asking the Lord, "Forgive me, Lord, for even thinking that that first gift was the only one that was going to come in that month." Boy, I changed that right away. I'm like, I'm ready for the daily load. Aren't you? Aren't you? Don't you see the truck backing up to your house right now? They are unloading. I did that one time. I did a cartoon. I'm an artist, graphic designer by trade from way back. And I did a cartoon that I drew and I gave it to the church. And it was like a moving van, a big moving van that backed up into somebody's house and guys were unloading stuff. And I wrote down this scripture about, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits." Well, I'm ready for my daily load. How about you? How about you? Hey, the sun's not down yet. There's still time for the daily load to come in today. Well, you believe that and you enlarge your capacity to see that coming in on every wave. Ecclesiastes tells us, "Cast your bread upon the waters and it shall come back to you on every wave." I like this scripture. This is a good one, a good one. Isaiah 55:1, "Everyone that thirsts, come to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Now, we have experienced in our lives good things coming to us without even having to pay for them. And let me clarify, we didn't steal them either. They were provided for us. They were given to us. And so, all that to say, and you look up your own scriptures. I've got before I came to do these broadcasts, I've got a file cabinet full of my notes that I've preached, and I found this one document that I just had scripture after scripture about these kinds of supernatural provision scriptures. Let me just give you a few. Now, these are examples of supernatural provision, and you just have to read them yourself and feed on it and say to yourself, that happens to me all the time. That happens to me all the time. Let's look at a few of these. For instance, this first one in Genesis chapter 22 and verses 6 through 14, God supernaturally provided a ram for the sacrifice. In verse 14, Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," Jehovah Yireh. We find in 1 Kings 17:1 through 6, God supernaturally provided ravens to bring food and drink to Elijah. He supernaturally, that's why we don't worry about what we eat and what we drink. We got the birds bring it to us. But you know, that's also a representation of God's supernatural provision. He'll get it to you however He can get it to you. 1 Kings 17:8 through 16, God supernaturally provided a 1-year supply of food for the widow in the midst of a famine. The barrel of meal and the bottle of oil will not be empty until the rain returns. And it says her house did eat a full year. I like this from verse 16 in the New Living Translation. It says, no matter how much they used, there was always enough left over in the containers. In 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7, God supernaturally provided supernatural debt cancellation for the widow. The woman kept pouring oil from a small pot into as many empty vessels as they can find. Now, that's what we're talking about tomorrow. Supernatural debt cancellation. Oh, you got to come back and hear that. 2 Kings 6, 1 through 7, God supernaturally caused a borrowed, lost axe head to float to the surface of the water. That happens to me all the time. John 2, 1 through 11, Jesus supernaturally turned water into 180 gallons of wine, a supernatural provision for that wedding. And John 6, 5 through 14, Jesus supernaturally multiplies the fish and the loaves to feed the 20,000 people. So those are just a few of the scriptures that I found that talk to us about this supernatural provision, God providing in a supernatural way. You know, talking about the fish and the loaves, there is a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave many years ago, a few years ago, and this is what it said You are going to be the ones that God uses to supernaturally feed the lost when disaster comes. Only, it is not going to be like it was in the past. In many cases, you're not even going to need the trucks and the airplanes. In a lot of cases, you're just going to take one little meal and divide it and divide it and divide it. Jesus touched the loaves and the fishes, and they were supernaturally multiplied. Well, you know something? If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you've got Him living on the inside of you. And you can speak the same words as Jesus speaks. You know, I had a young man that came to me after church the other night, and he just wanted to ask me some questions about why we speak the words that we speak. And I just began to talk to him about that and the fact that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and that we have to choose that life and speak that life. And that I told him that we can get to a place where we can speak the Word of God with the voice of Jesus. You know what you need to do? You need to lay hands upon your household and upon your family. And you need to begin to speak the words of faith, supernatural provision coming into your household. I know and I realize that there's so many dealing with such tremendous pressure out there. The foreclosures that are going on, the businesses that have been closing. But you've got to understand that you live in the land of Goshen, and there's light in the land of Goshen, and God is supernaturally providing for you. And when those children of Israel left Egypt, when they left Egypt, they left with all of the goods and all of the spoil. They were provided for, and it was a supernatural act of God. They were poor one moment and they were rich the next. And the Spirit of the Lord, as you continue to give and to sow in faith and believe God, because you know what? Sowing is a supernatural act. It says in Galatians 6 that as we sow to the Spirit, we will reap out of the Spirit. God is not mocked. What you sow, you shall reap. The things that you are sowing, you will reap those things. We've looked at that in the negative realm, and that is true. What you sow, you reap. But listen, God's not mocked. The things that you sow, the finances that you sow, you're sowing them into the Spirit, and out of the Spirit, you will reap them, and you will reap supernatural provision. Oh my, it belongs to you, and it belongs to me in Christ. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 14th through 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. For every expectation, every desire, every responsibility, there's a bill that needs to be paid. When it comes to cash flow, too often we find ourselves more overcome than on top. To turn the tables, you need a paradigm shift, an awakening. To get what you've never had, you have to do what you've never done. Total immersion in the Word. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to equip you with the same life-changing tools that empowered them to annihilate financial turmoil and live an abundant, debt-free life. When activated, the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough equips you to think spiritually about your finances, positioning you for financial breakthrough, paving the way for a productive attitude for wealth and prosperity. No matter what financial challenge you face, with God, all things are possible. Purchase your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough for just $19.99. And as a bonus, we'll send you a free CD series by Pastor George Pearson's on living your life stress-free. A $49.99 value now available at a 60% savings. Order several copies for family and friends. They make great Christmas gifts, too. For an additional product discount and faster processing, visit kcm.org. The 10-day spiritual action plan and living your life stress-free. Order yours today.
People ask me, Pastor George, how can I learn more about walking in this prosperity? Well, we have the perfect tool for you, this 10-day action plan for your complete financial breakthrough. We've been spending 10 days together, intense days on prosperity, but you can do this in your own home. You can utilize this book, and it is a true guide for you to help you develop your faith in prosperity. I'm looking at the first chapter here. The first chapter is True Prosperity, and there is a great article by Brother Copeland on that. And then there is what is called Morning Reflection, which has questions that you can answer. And then today's connection points, what CD track you're to listen to, what chapter you listen to, what scriptures that you listen to, and then the notes that you take while you're doing this. This will take you on a day-by-day journey of building yourself up in the Word of God. So take advantage of this. And then with this offer, we're going to give to you free my series, my six CD series, on stress-free living. We need that in this day. We need it in this hour. So these things will help you grow, and they'll help you develop in your faith. You know, also, we want you to experience victory spiritually, physically, emotionally, socially. So every day, read the daily devotion, Faith to Faith online. This will keep the Word of God going into your eyes, your heart, and your ears, and build your spirit so that you can be strong regardless of what circumstances that you have around you. Listen, tomorrow is a special day, supernatural debt cancellation. Are you ready for debt cancellation in your life? Praise God, I know that tomorrow is going to be a life-changing broadcast for you. Listen, this is Pastor George Pearson's. We love you here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We pray for you all the time. Our prayer ministers are on board with us praying for you. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go from this broadcast today, I thank you that your people are prospering like never before. They are thriving and not just surviving. Lord, they are flourishing and they are not failing. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing supernaturally provision into their lives. Praise God for it. Listen, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this broadcast and other KCM products, go to kcm.org. You'll find extensive resources of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you need. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.